The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here. Enjoy listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts, a special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. Brace yourself, because you're about to find yourself in a stinky situation. That's right everyone, we're going to be talking about skunks today. So, grab your gas mask and hide your matches, because that's an odour, I mean an order. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. Skunks are a species of black and white mammals, specifically from the family Mephitidae, which is a group of badger-like mammals that possess scent glands that they won't hesitate to use on any stink eyes nearby. Skunks eject a foul-smelling smell made of sulfur-containing compounds that can cause nausea and irritation, enough to send the most perilous predator packing. And these little pepper sprayers aren't solely a loose cannon. They can aim their spray and fire multiple times if they feel really threatened. But don't worry, skunks will give you plenty of warnings before things get foul. For starters, their black and white coloration is asposematic. It's a way of warning others to stay clear, as they've got something terrifyingly toxic up their sleeves, or their anal glands. And if that doesn't work, then skunks will give a last warning performance consisting of hissing, stomping, tail raising, and a dramatic back arch before letting it rip. Pew! Let's clear the air and talk about something different for now, shall we? Did you know that skunks love to pull all-nighters? These nocturnal nose killers prefer to party at night, as it helps them to avoid daytime dangers such as owls, foxes, and even bears. Plus, their diet consists of insects, earthworms, grubs, small mammals, eggs, fruit. They're the culinary scouts of the backyard blackout buffet. And even though skunks are a bit of an eyesore, we're talking about their eyesight here, they're the world-class sniffers of the mammal world, and they've got some pretty good hearing as well. Though sometimes their hearing is a little too good, which means they're easily startled by the slightest of noises, to which they give their empty surroundings quite an earful, or in this case, a noseful. And if you think life stinks for a skunk, just wait until you hear about what the babies have to go through. Skunk babies are called kits, and I'm not kidding when I say that these baby bum blasters are born completely blind and completely hairless and helpless. Good thing Mother Skunk is there to teach them the basic survival skills, such as stomping their feet, one of the few instances where throwing a temper tantrum is beneficial. They'll stay with Mum for around 6 to 8 weeks before heading out of their den and into the big wide world, or they'll make a stink for the rest of their smelly little lives, which usually ranges for around 2 to 4 years. But in captivity, these critters can reach up to 15 years. Hope you've got some spare clothes pegs should you find yourself working with a skunk in a zoo, because I know a few people that do. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week or I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.